Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And, you know, Joe, I was just reading an article here. In 1 week, four soccer players all dropped dead. And these are the pros. Four soccer players dropped dead. And guess what killed them, Joe?
I would guess the vaccine. They took the vax.
You're right. And that all of them had heart attacks. Anyhow.
Well, nurses, I'm looking at a World Tribune story. Nurses in Ventura County, California are blowing the whistle on an alarming rise in heart problems, strokes, blood clotting in vaccinated patients, adding that the doctors refuse to consider the problems could be adverse reactions to the COVID shot. And one of the critical care nurses there told the local newspaper, huge surge, number of young people experiencing severe health problems right after receiving the vaccine. And we know that some of those, like myocarditis, within 3 years is a huge percent die, 50% die in 5 years. So when they're having serious problems with a week after the vax, they've got a 50% chance of dying in the next couple of years. And they go on and on about doctors are just ignoring the problem. The nurses were trying to say, hey, you know, there's cause and effect. And the doctors don't want to hear it. And it's so funny. They said, although they're seeing more myocarditis from the jab, everyone wants to downplay it. The doctors don't question it. And when we try to bring it up, they won't even discuss it with us. So it's very scary. They've been bought off, and the nurses are trying to tell people the truth.
Well, here it is, Joe. We've been telling everything he said. We've been telling people. We've been telling everything he said. Now, here's right. A guy that's got medical credentials, you know. We have, you know, I have credentials.
Well, we had a dozen doctors with even more credentials than he has telling a similar story.
Yeah, so here now, when you've seen this, what has taken place, but he kept emphasizing something, and that was common sense. Common sense. You know how we love common sense. Well, though, when you go out there and you see the number one profession that is protesting these poisonous pokes, the number one that is protesting that are medical workers, doctors and nurses. That's where common sense comes into play, Joe. And so these people understand it's only the ones that have been bought off by Big Pharma. Only the ones that have been bought off in the co-ops by Big Pharma, and they're told, look, you want to keep your job, you want to keep your position here at this hospital, you are going to push the poke, and here, convince yourself it's the right thing to do, okay? So it doesn't leave you with a guilty conscience. And what has happened, Joe, a lot of the medical profession today, and this has been said by how many doctors on this radio program, frontline doctors, that how they have lost credibility in the medical profession, and medical doctors have lost so much credibility. You know, these people have done to them what the apostate preachers have done to us, you know, as far as, you know, it just takes like a dirty cop wrecks it for all. It's the same thing with an apostate preacher or these people that are these doctors that are selling themselves just to keep in practice. And so here, folks, we're out there. We're going to warn you, and we're going to continue to warn you as long as we can. This is why we asked you to pray to keep us on the air here, because you're not going to hear this at NBC, ABC, CBS. All you have to do is listen. We played a clip. There was a clip that showed you just the commercials. It went from ABC to NBC, CBS, all of the commercials. And this program was brought to you by Pfizer. And this program was brought to you by Pfizer. This program today has been brought to you by Pfizer. Fox News. And this has been brought to you by Pfizer. So over and over and over, it's the big money. Follow the money,
and
huh?
Other drugs, if you look, most of their commercials are for some kind of drug medication. Now think about this. We told the people that the lockdown in the U.S. and 43 countries in the world failed. Dr. Scott Atlas told us that. There were more deaths in the countries that locked down. So the
By far.
The more deaths. Right?
Right.
So we know that the lockdowns came from Binks and Fauci. They're a horrible failure. And, well, think about this. Look what Biden's doing right now, Pastor. He's saying that this vax, he's trying to make the mandates. You know, one of the exemptions, you don't need the vax if you get a weekly test. Well, what happened? Way back in October, there was a big meeting in the White House, and there were people there trying to get the Biden administration to put out money to get rapid tests, get these tests out all over America. Biden administration said, no, we're going to push the vaccine. So here what the situation, we've got these people that have to get a weekly test to go to work. Well, there's a test shortage. You can't get the test. Well, if you can't get the test, then you're forced to get the vax or lose your job. If you can't get the test, you can't get on a flight. You can't do this or that if you can't take the test. What they're doing is they're forcing people to get the vax because they turned down making these tests. They decided not to put money into getting the tests. Now they're making a big deal about, I'm going to send a text to, or a kit, you know, to every person in the country. So this whole thing, you have to have this vax passport to eat, to work, to fly, all this stuff. But you don't need a passport to vote or an ID to vote, but you do for everything with COVID.
Do you remember that fellow named Henry? Do you remember that fellow named Henry Kissinger?
Sure do. Okay.
Well, you know, back, we talked about this back in 2009. Old Henry Kissinger had come out. In fact, he made this statement back in 2009, February 25th, in fact. And here's what he said. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over.
Right.
They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donations for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good.
Good.
Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win for us. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for their extermination services. That's Henry Kissinger speaking to Big Pharma.
Yeah, you need to lock that up and keep that safe because they're going to, you know, swear up and down that that never happened, that that wasn't out there. But look at this. Since the 2 years into COVID, Americans, what, are poor, sadder, fearful, depressed, isolated. Church attendance is 50% lower, if not more. Cancer is up. Heart failures are up. Other disease, other health problems are up sky high. Obesity is up. Drug use is up. Overdoses are up. Deaths are from overdoses are up. Crime is up. Suicide is up. The children hurting themselves, everything bad you can think of is up, and it all goes back, and I'll lay it at the feet of the government and the big government, the socialists, the deep state, the Bidens. This is a crime that's been committed against humanity. We have the deaths with the vaccination. And we have all these deaths that the different doctors have told us could have been prevented if they'd used the hydroxychloroquine, the azithromycin, and zinc, if they'd used the ivermectin, if they'd allowed any of this stuff to be used. What do you say? They could have cut the deaths by about, what, 500,000-600,000 people? I mean, this is worse than the almost the Holocaust that happened. It's going to be worldwide. If you look at probably the figures when this is over, more people are going to be killed by the vaccine and the stupid that went on almost equal to the
that's called the Great Reset. This is what we've been talking about now for a very long time. We have been talking about this, exactly what we said. Now, I have an announcement to make here on the 22nd, on December 22nd. Luca Restaurants issued a mandate to show your VID, okay, your vaccine ID, and use masks to dine in, okay? Bring anti-mask signs, bring anti-vaccine signs, ID signs, bring lights for signs, use fluorescent signs. This is what they're asking you to do. And there's going to be a big protest on this Wednesday, December 29th, at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in Cleveland. At the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in Cleveland. One more time. At the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in Cleveland. It's going to be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. From 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, I'll park free on the side streets. At that time, you can park free. To avoid problems, don't talk to any customers. Don't have any contact with it. Don't talk with the customers. Face messages on the evil of the mandate. You can direct face messages on the evil of the mandates is what the sign says. So this is the announcements again here.
Let the signs do your talking, right?
Right. So bring anti-mask signs, bring anti-vaccine signs, not vaccines, but the ID, the vax ID right. Signs. So there you
what
go, folks.
Again?
That's Wednesday. That's this coming Wednesday. And that's at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in Cleveland. West 6th and St. Clair, Cleveland, from 6:30 to p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, it'll be a bit cold, but it won't be as cold as it's going to get next week. In fact, it probably, it may still even be actually in the 40s. So, which
yeah,
is you know
part of the world that's not bad, right?
No, not bad at all. For our, now, next week is going to get a lot colder, from what I understand. But that's this coming week. All righty. Anyhow, that's it. Let me tell that again. That's Wednesday the 29th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in Cleveland. So there you go. Got it done.
Got it done. I want to remind folks, and Pastor Ernie wants to respond to this. Most people are not aware that the common cold is, quote, a coronavirus. And that's the fact, Jack. It always has been. The common cold is a coronavirus.
Omicron. Yeah, but you see, when you tell people that, Joe, they're supposed to be afraid, Joe. They're supposed to be afraid. Common cold doesn't scare anybody. You're supposed to say, the corona will get you if you don't get shot. You have to get the vax. And then you got to get the booster vax and the booster. And the booster, okay?
Booster. Okay.
If you don't do that,
if
you don't do that, you're going to get sick, and Fauci won't make any money. Oh, by the way, did I tell you here, FDA authorizes Pfizer's COVID-19 pill weeks after landing a $5 billion deal with the Biden crime cartel, with the Biden regime.
$5 billion.
So Joey and the family, and I'll bet everybody's going to get a piece of that. Joey and the bet, and they're going to get richer and richer. You know, Hunter don't have to sell his paintings for $30 million to the Chinese. with all of this, $5 billion, Pfizer is holding that out like a carrot to a horse for Joe. And Joey and the whole Biden crime cartel jumping all over that.
Yeah, just remember, folks, Omicron, and most of the doctors are telling you, is like a mild cold for the most part. There will be a few people that get very sick, and probably a very, very tiny percentage will die. But that happens every year. It's been happening for 100 years or more. People get colds, they get pneumonia, they die. That happens every year. We have 60, 80,000 people die or more every year from the flu. Often that there's more people die of pneumonia than that, but they get it from colds or other things. So common cold is a coronavirus. Omicron is a mild, like a mild cold. It is a coronavirus. There is no need to panic, and I know I'm being a Debbie Downer, and I'm just not going along with this pushing the fear thing. So I've got a little hat that says, relax. God is in control.
Well, you know, God says something about that fear. 366 times in the Bible, it says, fear not. 366 times. Now,
is that all?
Yeah, well, you know,
I almost think he was trying to get somebody's attention or something.
You know, last week, Joe, we played some clips, and that fellow from the World Health Organization, the Director General Tedros, I can't even pronounce his last name.
Yeah, whatever.
Ghebreyesus. Anyhow, he came out, and he kind of had a, well, when he came right out, and he was chastising. He says, here, during a press conference on Monday in Geneva, Tedros, I can't pronounce that last name, is Ghebreyesus, I guess. Ghebreyesus experienced an inadvertent Freudian slip as he talked up the threat. We played that clip, remember, last week, of the Omicron variant and pushed the experimental vaccines. When speaking about achieving vaccine equity, remember, now equity is not equality, in underdeveloped nations, and stressing the need to focus on administrating the boosters to the elderly and the most vulnerable first. Okay, he goes on, we need to always put the equity issue into the factor, because unless we try to vaccinate the unvaccinated, especially that we are missing because equity problems, we may not get the desired outcome. It's not just about booster issues. For instance, some countries are doing boosters very aggressively, while the hospitals are filled with people who are not vaccinated. So if the COVID-19 vaccine or the booster going on to be used is better to focus on those groups of severe illness and death, rather, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children. This is not right. He's saying, look, we're not supposed to be killing the children. We're supposed to be killing the old folks, see?
Right, right. We want the children so there'll be workers to take care of them when they're old, but we want to kill off the old people, and it saves the government all kinds of money.
Yeah, so now I hear the head of the World Health Organization is saying we're not supposed to use these to kill the children. We're supposed to kill the old folks. Yep. There you go. There you go. In fact, I've got that clip. Maybe I could dig it up from last week and play it.
Yeah, we ought to replay that. I think you're right. Hey, can we have a few minutes to do something fun?
Sure, go ahead. It's about time. You haven't done anything fun in a long time.
Well, I'm going to try. Biden's got some new some Christmas carols out there. I've got a list of Biden's favorite Christmas carols, and I thought you might help me respond to them. Do you remember that old Christmas carol, All I Want for Christmas Is My...
Yeah, your two front teeth.
Is your tax dollars. Yeah. Now, remember that let it snow, right?
Yeah.
Well, his is let us spend, let us spend, let us spend.
Yeah.
How about it's beginning to look a lot like communism?
Yeah.
Have you heard that Christmas carol? Oh, that's a good one. And then there's that I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Well, yeah.
There's two versions of that. One is if only I can afford it, and the second is if only in my dreams, because I'm on lockdown again.
Not only that, but right now there's about 2,000 flights have been canceled, and people and
an airport. Yeah.
Little Lisa is stuck in New Mexico, and she doesn't know if she can get a flight back here.
Yeah. It might be a week before she gets out of there.
We might have to send somebody down to get her.
Number five on the hit parade. You remember the old classic Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Uh-huh.
Now it's Hark the Mandates, Fauci Sings. Glory to the Mandate King.
Oh, that's you're talking about President Fauci.
Come on, man.
Yeah, and then there's You're a Mean One, Mr. Biden.
Oh, he is a mean
one. Yeah, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Then there's two out. I saw Fauci masking Santa Claus. And then the alternative is I saw Biden sniffing Mrs. Claus. And then there's the new classic, Higher Prices Are Coming to Town. That's going to be a classic for probably the next year or two, right?
Yeah.
Finally, everybody knows Grandma got run over by inflation coming home from shopping Christmas Eve. You may say there's no inflation, but as for Grandpa and I, we believe.
Joe, we're trying to run some stuff down on banks that are closing. A lot of your smaller banks are closing, and we're trying to. There's something big about to happen.
Government rules and mandates, they changed some of the banking regulations, and some of the smaller banks can't keep up with the mandates that are being forced on them, and they don't have the technology. See, most of the banks right now are making money on fees and on their debit cards. This is where the bank is making their money off the debit cards, and some of the smaller banks that don't have the systems and backups aren't able, with the standard banking practice, to make enough money to stay in business.
I got a report today from a fellow that came. What? He asked me what's going on. I said, what do you mean? He went to cash a check at his bank, just cash a check and get cash, and they were hesitant. They were hesitant about giving them the cash, and he's starting to wonder if they even how much cash they have on hand.
Yeah, it's a small bank.
Yeah,
that's very possible. Yeah, there's a lot going on under the radar out there, folks, in the financial banking industry. And Biden has been passing all kinds of rules and regulations, and we can't keep up with them, folks. There's so much going on that can't. And a report on all this stuff. But, yeah, there's a lot going on that Biden's doing with executive orders and mandating. Remember, he's trying to get these communists elected to, what, run our banks? We told you about that Russian lady that was a graduate of Lenin University scholarship, and she wanted to federalize all the banks. I mean, look who he's trying to put in to the government to control business, education, you name it. He's putting communists or extreme progressive socialists in these positions of power, even in the courts. It's obvious they're fomenting a communist revolution, and that was why they had to get rid of the small businesses, this COVID thing, get rid of the little businesses, keep the big corporations that have their worldwide ties in the world economy or tied to China. Everything is pointing toward you are watching live, have a front row seat of a revolution taking place, that you better realize you better start fighting, because the country you say will be your own.
You better. I want to do some things fast-paced things here, because we got a lot of information to get out, and we're running out of time. I do want to open the phone lines. So let me just do this, okay, here. We talked about 24 states now are suing the Biden regime over COVID-19 mandates for children, okay? So attorney general from 24 states have filed lawsuits against the Biden regime challenging the COVID-19 vaccine mandates for early education staff and the mask mandates for young children. What's happening, again, and folks, this is why we've had our meetings at our local Board of Health, because they're getting federal bucks to make sure the school system, to filter that down, enforce the mask, and put masks on these children, which is torture in a lot of ways. I mean, it's bad. This is lunacy.
Child abuse.
It is. It's absolute lunacy, but it's about the money. I know that one district in Chicago, or in Illinois, and I should say Illinois, got $7 million to force the children to cover their little faces up. Folks, it's sick. These are sick people. These are control freaks, and these are people that will do whatever they can to get those federal bucks, okay? Okay, led by Louisiana General Attorney General Jeff Landry, the lawsuit argues that the mandates involving Head Start, the country's largest early education program, are unlawful and exceed DeFierter Joe Biden's statutory authority. So DeFierter Joe Biden's mandate issued last month applies to all preschool programs funded by the federal Head Start program and affects hundreds of thousands of staff and volunteers and preschool students across the country. It mandates vaccinations for staff, volunteers, and others in contact with students by the end of January. It requires masks for adults and children age 2 and above. I wouldn't want my kids anywhere near people that are shedding. All of those teachers and that get those poisonous pokes will be shedding.
Wow. So. Yeah. I was looking at just a couple of headlines that go together. Vermont city deteriorates after defunding police. Critics fear racist label for speaking out. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot asked federal government for help in fighting city's crime. City grappling with increase in shooting victims. And then I look at this that says at least 16 cities see record homicides in 2001. It's a trend police departments have noted from the East Coast to the West Coast. And guess what? These major cities are all controlled by the Democrat Party.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Talking
pattern there?
Yeah, we were talking about the banks in Chicago. A number of the banks don't want to take Chicago checks. They don't want to cash
no
the checks.
Chicago checks.
Huh. You know why? Because the city of Chicago is broke. They're absolutely broke.
Well, I can see that because they had made commitments. They've been paying off bribes to the trash collecting, to the water, to the power. I mean, that city has been a corrupt crime syndicate where bribes and government pays for things. So finally they ran out of other people's money. They can't do any more taxes. They can't rip any more people off. And what is it? Oh, the chickens have come home to roost in Chicago.
We mentioned this before. Stunning! Nearly $100 billion stolen in COVID funds. Okay, that's like Elon Musk's tax bill, six times over. By the way, he moved out of California to Texas, and he's saving billions, all stolen by thieves. It would be interesting to find out how much of that went overseas, huh? Well, you know, I'll tell you, I know who knows where that money went. You know that Nasty Pelosi knows. You know that Hillary knows. All of those in the inner circle get a piece. Everybody gets a chunk.
Get a piece, yep.
And so, already.
Or they get something. They get promise of future, this or that. There's some kind of payoff, one way or the other.
And, yep. Okay.
Oh, did you hear Biden? This, we got to get out. We got time. Biden suggests blowing up rules on elections, giving Dems everything, wants the fundamental change, the structure of America forever. By any means necessary has been used all over, and now it's understood to be the termination that any measure, including violence, is justified. The end justifies the means. Remember the communist motto. That's now the position Joe Biden has adopted regarding the Democrat Party's plans to take over elections. With that power, the Dems in Washington want to control mail-in ballots, illegal alien voting, voter registration lists, who is recruited to vote, and even who counts the vote. But it's been held up because of the Senate's long-standing filibuster rule that requires legislation to obtain 60 supporting votes. And we know the Senate is split 50-50, so now what do they want to do? They want an exception to the filibuster. Exception to the filibuster, that past Ernie, one journalist said from the Wall Street Journal, that's like removing just a small section of the Hoover Dam. It won't hurt much.
The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, "We want this country back. Our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore." Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, "We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Okay, very good. We're back. Huge win in Pennsylvania against Dominion, and we'll talk about that, probably get to that tomorrow. But let's start with Hugh. Hugh, you're in the air.
Hello. How are you, Pastor Ernie? It's my first time calling you. I wanted to ask the audience to pray for Dr. Alan Moy. He's with a Catholic organization. At least he thought they would help him, but they're not. It's called the John Paul II Medical Research Institute. Those of you that have been involved in right to life issues probably are familiar with it. Their stand is to eliminate the use of fetal tissue, especially stem cells, in medical research. And Dr. Moy has decided that nobody's going to help him but himself. So he's basically raising money to have a campaign for the cure, he calls it, to develop his own COVID vaccine. And this vaccine would be a live attenuated virus, which would provide all the immunity of a COVID virus without the bad part, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to pray for him because he's going up against the powers of evil. And he's already been deplatformed from a funding site that was run by LifeSite News. It's called Life Funder. They have a fintech, I guess you call it, outfit called Stripe that processes payments through the credit card and so forth. Stripe informed the John Paul II Institute that they were being removed from the platform. And the reason given was it violates their policies.
All righty, here's what we do. Here's what we do, Hugh. First of all, let's not talk about fetal tissue from now on. Call it the flesh of babies, the flesh of babies. See, and the reason for that too is because whoever frames the debates wins the debates, and that's what we call it—the flesh of babies that are in these. And these are not vaccines; these are bioweapons that are out there now. They are not vaccines; they are bioweapons, but. Why don't you go ahead, and lead us in a prayer. Folks, go ahead and pray with Hugh. We don't need actually another vaccine, but just pray for that doctor. Go ahead, Hugh.
Yes. Lord, we thank you for the efforts of Dr. Moy. He's been working against the use of baby's flesh for over 15 or 16 years. And as recently as 2016, he discovered a way to make stem cells that multiply that are not from baby's flesh. They're from adults. And Lord, we pray that this effort that he's trying to do, if nothing else, would get the attention of the medical community and give him the support that he needs to eliminate the use of baby's flesh in manufacture of everything in pharmaceuticals, just about. And Lord, we pray that you will strengthen Dr. Moy. And this isn't a Catholic Protestant issue. This is a God issue. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. Well, listen. Thanks, you. God hears you. He understands, and folks.
God hears, and the listeners hear the pain, and we know because of all those babies, our heart goes out to those horrible abortions and the people that sell the baby body parts and all the evil out there, and we all lift up our voices and say amen to that.
Yeah, we have to. We've got America's national sin is killing its children, just like in the days of Molly. Let's go to Judy. Judy, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders, I haven't called in for a while, but I do have a dilemma, and hopefully, I don't know if we can fix this. The religious exemption form, does that still stand?
Yeah, people are using it. Yeah, we've gotten a number of good responses from people that used it, and it worked for them.
Okay, unfortunately, I have gone through every one of your letters that I'm trying to find, and that is the one that I can't find. Is there any way that you can get me one or ASAP? I work for Home Depot. I have been there 20 years, and I can't quit my job.
Okay, here's what you have to do.
But not quite. And you hear,
Judy, here's what you have to do. You've got to call the office. You take this number down. Okay. It's whenever you're ready.
Yep, go.
It's 440. 338-1367, 440-338-1367, and very slowly and very clearly, you have to tell us that you want that form, and give your name and your address and your and with a zip code and your phone number. Very slow and very clearly, because what happens is often we can't even understand half people talking too fast. And so very clearly get that, and it'll be out mailed out tomorrow.
Okay, I really appreciate that. And one more thing I want to tell you. My firstborn son, I was pregnant in 1973. Roe v. Wade had just been passed. And unfortunately, I was out of wedlock pregnancy. I had my son thanks to many people in my family who said abortion was absolutely out of the question.
Amen.
Today I have a beautiful daughter-in-law and two grandchildren. Praise God, I did not abort them. My mother wanted me to take the child. She wanted to send me to New York, and everybody else was against it. And all I can tell you is I had God's people around me. I was falling into a very good church, which I am still with after 40 years, 47 years, actually. And it's just a remarkable story when I think what could have happened. I wouldn't have had my two grandchildren. I guess you could say I was one of the fortunate ones that I had so many people around me and praying that, you know, they kept saying, no, this is wrong. And I even had my Methodist minister at the time, and he said, you have three choices. The baby goes up for adoption, you become a single parent, or you get married. Well, we got married.
All right.
We have 11 grandchildren. So right. Praise God that that all worked out. But, I will pray for that doctor who's trying to do everything he can to help us. And thank goodness for your program, because it's a godsend to me. I come home at 11 o'clock, come home at 10:30 at night, and I turn you on when I come in from work. And I just listen to you all the time. So anyway, that's all. I know you need to get to the next caller, but praise God, and thank you very much, and you all have a happy new year.
You do the same. Thanks. God bless. And let's go to Bob. Bob, you're in the air.
I remember that Gates and somebody else bought the biggest manufacturing company of COVID-19 tests. Now, we put two and two together with their knowledge and everything. They can manipulate those tests for when it comes out negative, for it to come out positive. Now, all of a sudden, Biden wants to send out millions of COVID-19 test kits to everybody. My friends... two eldest daughters in school were told they have COVID. They don't even have a scratchy throat or anything.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, the guy that invented that test, he invented it for something else. And he said, it's worthless, it's not accurate, it can't be used. But on top of that Elon Musk, he went in one day, he took four COVID tests in one day. Two of them came back positive and two of them came back negative. In one day. So I don't trust those. It's like anything else that this corrupt regime does. You cannot trust the CDC. People think the CDC is this credible government agency. It's not. It's owned by Big Pharma. They own CDD. And so there you go. People... nothing, there is nothing, not anything, there's nothing at all that is not about this whole regime that is not corrupted from top down.
The one thing that scares me is we're getting all this evidence like in our favor, but we're not being able to get anything to be done about it and stopping them on the spot. But you know that better than I do. I appreciate all your work, and you have a blessed night.
You too. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Ray. Ray's in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Okay. Just to give you an idea, the rapid tests are basically worthless. My sister had one, and it came back negative. She went for a PCR mm-hmm. same day. It came back positive, and she had COVID. So, anyway, the reason I wanted to call was just to give you an idea. If anybody's listening and they don't believe anything you're saying, what happens to you when you go to the hospital? I was admitted to the hospital in the ER on the 14th of November. They diagnosed me with COVID. The ER doctor would not give me anything. He would not give me ivermectin. He would not give me hydroxy, nor would he give me azithromycin. He said, none of that will work. And I had a slight argument with him. Anyway, I was admitted again to the ER on the 20th of November because I was dehydrated. Still no medication. I did have the antibodies, on the 24th, which was right on the cusp of being too late, and on the 30th, back in the hospital with pneumonia. So the doctor finally gave me azithromycin, sent me home, and he said, I'll see you in 2 weeks when you can't breathe. Come back, we'll put you on a ventilator. I said, that's not going to happen. Anyway, make a longer story short, a friend of mine works for a doctor. He prescribed hydroxy for me, 10-day supply. He said, it's probably too late, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So I've made it through the COVID, and I'm probably about 65% through the pneumonia, which was, again, wasn't diagnosed until 3 weeks later because I had my first two chest x-rays were clear. And the third one on the 30th of November showed the pneumonia. So if anybody doesn't believe anything you're saying, this is proof. Stay away from hospitals and find doctors that will give you the hydroxy and the ivermectin. And I do have one question. Have you heard about the Omicron? Will hydroxy and ivermectin work against that?
Well, you know? I would imagine it did. It would. But here's the thing. You heard what the clip that we played tonight.
Oh, I've been following this for the last 2 years.
Okay, so anyhow, I was reading a report when they had a chart and they were comparing hydroxychloroquine with ivermectin and quercetin, and in this the ivermectin beat out the hydroxychloroquine by a little bit. It was just a little bit better than.
Right.
And the quercetin beat out both of them a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to Dr. John. I'm not going to say his last name because he's going to be giving testimony. And they would want to make him disappear. But anyhow, here he was telling me what you need to do. And I've been doing this too. If you take one week, you take an ivermectin, but at the same time, say in the morning, in the afternoon, take quercetin. You take three of the tablets, and but just once a day. If you don't have the COVID or you don't have it, just take it once a week. The next week, you switch it over to do hydroxy. Mm-hmm. But now, if you actually have it, then you take it one a day. You take one. Is what he was telling me, what this fellow was telling me, you take one ivermectin a day, and then, of course, every day you take the quercetin, and then the next week you switch it to hydroxychloroquine and then the quercetin. And what one does not provide, the other one does. And so that was what I was told. So today, what he told me was confirmed by another doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And who is local and who says that's exactly what you do. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's good. I'm past the COVID, which is good, but I'm still dealing with the problems with my lungs right now. So hopefully, you know, I'll be cleared up. And I'm calling my doctor tomorrow because I had to argue with my doctor, my family doctor, to get prednisone, 6-day supply. So
okay.
I guess I'm going to have to argue with him again to give me another supply to get through this.
And one of the other things, you can get oregano. I would get oregano and use that. Just put a dropper full with a little bit of water and take one every day. Take it every day. I got to move on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, we got to very quickly. Let's go. Cliff, your last call. You got about 1 minute.
I'd also recommend, from what I've heard from him, resveratrol helps with the lungs. I know somebody that's using it and getting an effect, resveratrol. But also, I'll just ask about one scripture I think applies to. David said, better a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to be in the tents of the wicked. Now, a doorkeeper is symbolic of not having a lot of wealth or position or power. And I think people that need to think about that. Like, for example, if they're working for a place like Pfizer, they should head for the hills. You know, they're better off just being a total peasant than being with a mass murdering organization like the Pfizer.
You're absolutely right. Listen, Cliff, have you ever given an invitation?
No. But, you want me to try?
Yeah, I want you to do that because you're supposed to witness, and that's what you'll be doing tonight. You'll be doing the great commandments. So go ahead. You got actually 3 minutes.
Yeah, what I'd like to say is, first and foremost, you want to avoid hell with what's going on. Do not participate in any of what's going on at any cost. The most precious thing you have is your soul. And it's a lonely place in hell. Don't think about fire, but think about being alone. As the rich man was, and looking, being on the outside, looking in. So number one, you want to be in the arms of the Lord forever. It says in Isaiah, I have written you on the palm of my hand, and you want to be on that palm. So I ask that everybody that's out there that feel, live with your problems, go with your problems to the Lord, but first and foremost, cement your salvation. Stay close to the Lord, and he will come close to you. So again, we pray that everybody out there find solace and recourse to the Lord, and don't submit to the fear that's out there and the violence that's being perpetrated against mankind, and just to come closer to the Lord and ask him for protection and angelic help, and the Lord will release his angels towards you to help you in this dark, dark time. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, very good. No one has ever regretted that. And, you know, one of the things the Bible teaches very clearly is to make your salvation sure for a lot of you folks out there. So I said the sinner's prayer a while back. Well, you know, again, make your salvation sure. There's a good reason it tells you that. So it doesn't hurt every now and then when you go to prayer, and I mean go to pray, to pray and ask the good Lord to let you know, Lord, give me that wisdom, give me that peace that passes all understanding, give me that blessed assurance, Lord, that my salvation is sure, that in fact, when I leave this world, I'll go to be with you, Lord, okay? It doesn't hurt to do that. It's a good idea. We're out of time for tonight. So thanks for that invitation, Cliff. And Joe, as we do at this time every night, get ready. So we're going to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 and I do mean always, let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.